It's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont, and today's story is God of the Fallen Sparrow. It's chapter 11 from my book, For a Few Days, Stories from a Season of Life on a Family Farm. God of the Fallen Sparrow. Grandpa was a farmer and a machinist, and in his mid-50s, he was ordained to the gospel ministry. He worked a full-time job, farmed in the evenings and on Saturdays, and conducted prayer meeting at Linville Church every Wednesday night, Sunday school and church every Lord's Day. He and Grandma would often have dinner in Newark at a restaurant on Wednesday night on the way out to prayer meeting. On the Lord's Day, they almost always had a steak at the Ponderosa before going home to feed the cows and nap. No matter how crowded his schedule, the people expected their pastor to feed them every week, and they didn't go hungry. I could see him with his glasses and his Bible and his books and his reference material and his old black manual typewriter. He used every tiny bit of margin to type his messages. He left the briefcase full of them with us when he went to be with the Lord. Full-time pastors commonly struggle to find time for preparation. For bivocational pastors, it's even more difficult. One Saturday morning, Grandpa was in the milk house with a lot on his mind. His faith was at low ebb. Times were hard and things were thin and he was feeling low. Bills were due and things around the farm were in need of repair. And he sat milking his cow and wondering what he would say to the people when they gathered for worship the next day. Quietly, he began to talk out loud to the Lord, rolling the burdens of his heart over on the Lord in prayer. While he was praying, he heard a thump. Just a few days before, he'd replaced a window in the milk house. Sparrows had been getting into the milk house and making a mess, and they were used to flying through the open window. He walked outside to see that a little sparrow had flown into the glass and fallen to the ground. He stood looking at the little bird for a while. Relief from his discouragement and a text for a message flowed into his heart at the sight of the fallen sparrow. The words of the text were the words of Jesus recorded in Matthew 10:29-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Looking at the fallen sparrow and thinking of the words of the Lord Jesus, it was as if the sun burned through the clouds of his soul. The God who numbers the hairs of our heads and notices the fallen sparrow would provide. And that's something worth remembering and reminding the people who had gathered in the morning at the little church out on Route 40. I heard him tell this story from the pulpit of his church in Linville, Ohio. It is one of the few places where all three of us who share the name Kenneth Pierpont have preached. Grandfather died in October of 1980. Grandma lived another 20-some years. One day, on the day of her funeral, I overheard my dad and my uncle talking. They were talking about my grandmother's estate. Because of Grandpa's hard work and Grandma's modest, frugal living, and the provision of God, they had all they needed until the day both of them went to the place where there was no more need. They trusted the God of the fallen sparrow and spoke of him all their lives to all who would listen, and I hope you will too. That's the story today from out on Bittersweet Farm, where every day is a beautiful day and the little light in the kitchen is always